Thank you. value of the project in excess of a half percent of the total bid. And in this case, what Contrary Construction listed was the subcontractors only. And so we asked him to clarify that, and we received clarification in the form of a letter from him.
Jim, may I stop you for just a
minute? Yeah.
I thought we had several instances where a subcontractor was not listed.
No, that's not the case. Those are service providers.
Service, okay, all right.
Okay, and service providers being like surveyors,
yeah,
or materials testers, etc.
Okay, that's different.
And then there's material suppliers, which would provide asphalt or aggregate base or whatever. Okay, so if he doesn't list those, then he's saying that he's going to provide that himself. So anyway, the same day that we received a letter from Contrary Construction clarifying why that was not listed, we also got a protest letter from Granite Construction saying more or less just that, that it doesn't appear to be complete. So we reviewed that. So in the bid protest, we during that phase of it, we had two telephone conversations with Ted Contrary. We also got a letter from Ted Contrary, and basically under the service providers quality control testing, he had listed in his letter that he would do a lot of the testing himself. But what we found was his testers aren't certified to do testing in Nevada. Under the construction staking, which requires a Nevada professional land surveyor, the person he listed to do that is not licensed in Nevada. The aggregate base and the asphalt concrete were confusing to me. He said that on the aggregate base, they were going to rent Canyon Creek Operation to manufacture the necessary aggregate base material. But I don't know where the material's coming from. If he's got a stockpile himself, and then he's going to crush it there at that plant, I don't know. He never made that clear. And so I was confused as to that. He said he was going to rent that for a royalty, but he never said what the royalty was. So I don't know what that means either. He said the same thing about the asphalt concrete, and that could be somewhat expensive, but I got to take his word for it from his letter that he's going to be able to produce this material. But what's interesting is that in his letter regarding the supplier for the asphalt cement, which is the oil for the asphalt concrete, his letter says that this is unknown until award of the contract and the order can be placed. The inability to list this supplier results from the volatile nature of the present state of crude oil supplies. Please note, none of the other bidders, including Granite, have identified a supplier of asphalt cement. So the problem we've got with that is, so we checked with Granite Construction, and their response was that the reason why they didn't list a material supplier for asphalt cement was because they're part owners of the oil supplier, so therefore they're not required to. That seems like an adequate response, but I think this alone is a real difficulty with Contrary's submittal.
Can I make a statement with what appears to me to be the central issue then, and tell me if that's what we're looking at. So the issue is whether or not the contract construction bid meets the specifications and is complete. So with respect to the request for bids, in your opinion, does it meet the specifications and is it complete? I seem to hear you saying that it is not complete.
Right. He didn't list material suppliers or service providers. Okay.
So therefore, it is not complete with respect to the request.
It depends. It depends on, I don't know what the value of that work is. That's my problem. Okay. In comparing it with the other bidders, they listed surveyors, testing firms, but in a lot, if I know that Contrary Construction has testers as employees in California, but they're not.
Well, if these things are unknown, then how can we rely on the accuracy of the bid? I mean, if they're unknown to him, then how does that affect the accuracy of the bid?
I agree. But that's the reason why we're having this meeting, is so that I can present the facts to you and you can make a learned decision.
Well, it just seems if they are unknown to him, then I'm just asking what the level of confidence that we can have in the amount of the bid.
I agree.
I mean, how did he arrive at that amount if those things are unknown?
I think I'm only speculating, but I think he's relying on past experience that this is generally going to be a safe bid for this item because I know approximately what it's going to cost.
Well, I would agree if you had the ability to control costs, like if you had the ability to control the cost of the oil or something like that.
Correct.
Then maybe you could say that with some level of assurance, but I'm just trying to understand how you can say that if you don't control those costs.
I understand what you're saying, and that's the real question. That's the reason behind this form, is so that he assures us that he's got firm prices for all of these services, materials, and subcontractors when he submitted his bid. And in my opinion, that's not the case.
Because what I'm struggling with, and I'll let the other members chime in, is the level of confidence in that amount, even though it was the low bid.
But the other thing to consider is that if it's less than 0.5% of the total cost of the project, it's immaterial.
But they're more than 0.5% in a number of areas.
We don't know that. And you can't... We don't know that at all.
We can't surmise that it
But the one big item is the asphalt cement, the actual oil.
Well, that amount was $6,318, right? 0.5%?
Yeah, but I guess what I'm getting at is there's no doubt that the oil costs more than about 10% of the total bid.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The oil is the only item that we know for sure.
But he doesn't control the cost of that.
I guess what I'm... What I'm struggling with is that you are saying that there's a number of items, but those number of items, there's only one, and that's the asphalt cement that we know for sure was a material that should have been listed on that form.
Because it's more than 0.5%.
We know that it's more than 0.5%.
So then in that case, the bid would not be complete.
That's correct.
Let me jump in just a little bit. In reviewing the correspondence and the materials, you know, the standard that the Airport Authority is facing is the lowest responsible and responsive bid. In this case, the bid documents provided that if a contractor fails to specify a subcontractor, service provider, and or material supplier for any portion of the work, in excess of 0.5% as above stated, he agrees to perform that work or supply the material himself. Country Construction did not list a number of suppliers. Airport Engineer wrote him a letter saying, show us how you can do that yourself, because that's the representation. In response to that, on at least three items, it looks to me like there is not an issue about the 0.5%, because he didn't challenge it. With respect to the asphalt concrete, which Jim was just talking about, it sounds like the belief is that that is above the $6,318. So that's in that range. But in addition, quality control testing and construction staking, in his response of materials, he doesn't state anywhere, this is exempt because it's less than 0.5%. Instead, he says, I have people that can do it. And when the airport engineer asked for that information, he found that for quality control testing, he pointed to people in California who are operating under different standards that apply in Nevada. And for construction staking, he pointed to a surveyor who's not licensed in Nevada. Now, it was his argument that those were also less than 0.5%, he has not made that argument, and so I don't think you need to entertain that argument. So he's got those two, plus the asphalt concrete, which we expect is greater than that amount, because it, as Jim says, it typically represents around 10% of the project cost, or at least the oil component does. And so you've got a number of things where he's not listed a subcontractor and therefore affirmed to us that he's going to do it himself. But when we ask him to show us how do you do it yourself, his response has demonstrated that he cannot do it himself. And so on that basis, my recommendation, based on what I've read here, including his letter dated today, is that his bid is not responsive. It did not meet the bid criteria. And so... I guess the only other question on that is I know Jim is reluctant to address some of these because we don't have any number from him, but I guess my question is, did the engineering estimates for this project show those items to be over, to be expected to be more than $6,318?
We don't estimate that. That's the problem. It's not a bid item. It's incidental to the overall work.
Yeah, I know, but
to provide staking and also to do materials testing. So all we know is that the other bidders thought that it would cost more than 0.5%.
And with respect to the issue of the oil, the asphalt concrete, is that the correct term?
No, actually it's asphalt cement.
Asphalt cement. With respect to that particular issue, and based on our advice from you, our engineers, that can't be done for less than 0.5%.
That's correct. There's no way.
So we have a problem.
Okay. Yes, right. And so the recommendation would be, you know, we're giving you the facts so you can make a decision. Our recommendation is that you reject the Contry bid as non-responsive, because that preserves to Contry his deposit and his bond issues. And our recommendation is you go with the next lowest responsible bid, which appears to be Granite Construction.
I think I've got it, Chief Salem.
It's obvious to me that the bid supplied by Concrete Construction is not responsive. There's, especially with the asphalt cement, and also with saying that he's going to handle the different, the quality control and the construction staking in-house, but then he doesn't have anybody that's licensed to do it in-house.
Right.
So with those three exceptions, I would say that definitely the bid is not responsive.
Thank you. Mr. Carter?
I agree with everything Ray just said, and I think when you're bidding on a public contract like this, you have to have all your ducks in a row, and you can't come back later and even given the chance to be more responsive, it was lacking the detail that we're looking for, and I can't see going forward.
Teresa, any comment?
No, I guess the most important thing is, I mean, if there
he agrees to perform that work or supply the material himself. Concrete Construction did not list a number of suppliers. Airport Engineer wrote him a letter saying, show us how you can do that yourself, because that's the representation. In response to that, on at least three items, it looks to me like there is not an issue about the 0.5%, because he didn't challenge it. With respect to the asphalt concrete, which Jim was just talking about, it sounds like the belief is that that is above the $6,318. So that's in that range. But in addition, quality control testing and construction staking, in his responsive materials, he doesn't state anywhere this is exempt because it's less than 0.5%. Instead, he says, I have people that can do it. And when the airport engineer asked for that information, he found that for quality control testing, he pointed to people in California who are operating under different standards that apply in Nevada. And for construction staking, he pointed to a surveyor who's not licensed in Nevada. Now, it was his argument that those were also less than 0.5%, he has not made that argument, and so I don't think you need to entertain that argument. So he's got those two, plus the asphalt concrete, which we expect is greater than that amount, because it, as Jim says, it typically represents around 10% of the project cost, or at least the oil component does. And so you've got a number of things where he's not listed a subcontractor and therefore affirmed to us that he's going to do it himself. But when we ask him to show us how do you do it yourself, his response has demonstrated that he cannot do it himself. And so on that basis, my recommendation, based on what I've read here, including his letter dated today, is that his bid is not responsive. It did not meet the bid criteria. And so... I guess the only other question on that is I know Jim is reluctant to address some of these because we don't have any number from him, but I guess my question is, did the engineering estimates for this project show those items to be over, to be expected to be more than $6,318?
We don't estimate that. That's the problem. It's not a bid item. It's incidental to the overall work.
Yeah, I know, but
to provide staking and also to do materials testing. So all we know is that the other bidders thought that it would cost more than 0.5%.
And with respect to the issue of the oil, the asphalt concrete, is that the correct term?
No, actually it's asphalt cement.
Asphalt cement. With respect to that particular issue, and based on our advice from you, our engineers, that can't be done for less than 0.5%.
That's correct. There's no way.
So we have a problem.
Okay. Yes, right. And so the recommendation would be, you know, we're giving you the facts so you can make a decision. Our recommendation is that you reject the Contry bid as non-responsive, because that preserves to Contry his deposit and his bond issues. And our recommendation is you go with the next lowest responsive bid, which appears to be Granite Construction.
I think I've got it, Chief Salem.
It's obvious to me that the bid supplied by Concrete Construction is not responsive. There's, especially with the asphalt cement, and also with saying that he's going to handle the different, the quality control and the construction staking in-house, but then he doesn't have anybody that's licensed to do it in-house.
Right.
So with those three exceptions, I would say that definitely the bid is not responsive.
Thank you. Mr. Carter?
I agree with everything Ray just said, and I think when you're bidding on a public contract like this, you have to have all your ducks in a row, and you can't come back later and even given the chance to be more responsive, it was lacking the detail that we're looking for, and I can't see going forward.
Teresa, any comment?
No, I guess the most important thing is, I mean, if the rules weren't followed, and the bid wasn't complete, and there's no
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any members of the public present who might wish to comment on this agenda item or provide input? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board. And at this point, then, we would be in need of a motion.
Let me recommend a motion for you. I think that the airport authority needs to say that I move to reject the bid submitted by Contry Construction and to award the contract to Granite Construction in the amount of $1,296,296 for the construction of taxiway D West, contingent on FAA approval.
How come I have a different number? How come I have 1.5?
The construction management fees are the difference, are they?
This number's bigger than that number.
Oh, this is correct. I'm sorry.
The construction management fees are the difference between those two numbers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, and all we're talking about is the construction contract.
That being said, no public comment. Back to the board, then we would be in need of a motion.
I'll go ahead and make a motion. I move that we do not accept the contract, or the bid, as presented by Concrete Construction, and move to award the construction contract to Granite Construction in the amount of $1,296,296 for the construction of taxiway Delta West, contingent on FAA approval.
Yeah, yeah, motion has been made on the table. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? I just have one item. We do have a letter from Contry Construction dated May 6th. Reference contract award taxiway Delta West. I'd like to have that entered into the record if we could.
Okay, yeah, and our recommendation took that letter into account.
Okay. Motion is on the table. Second has been made. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed, if there be any? Seeing none, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Teresa.
Wait,
we've got a second item.
Oh, yeah, we got a second.
You have a second motion to make.
And so the second item is to authorize the chairman of the Carson City Airport Authority to sign and submit a grant application to the FAA in the amount of $1,544,981. And what that includes, wait a second, that's not right. I'm sorry. Let me give you a different number. What we want to do is authorize him to submit a grant application to the FAA to cover the cost of construction, administration, engineering services, and the cost to relocate a hangar, the corner of a hangar. Let me get that number.
Oh, okay.
They have those written out. So we would submit a grant application to the FAA in the amount of $1,581,081. So but I know this is pretty obvious, but I think it's important to go ahead and have a motion made on this.
Okay. Just a point of order. Do we need to open that portion of it up for public discussion? It would seem that we would.
No, it's all one item.
Yeah, it's all one item. Okay. Then we would be in need of a motion with regard to the second portion of our agenda item to allow the chairman to.
There's no definitive answers as to how it will be completed, then I'm inclined to agree. I mean, that's why those packages are put out there.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any members of the public present who might wish to comment on this agenda item or provide input? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board. And at this point, then, we would be in need of a motion.
Let me recommend a motion for you. I think that the Airport Authority needs to say that I move to reject the bid submitted by Contry Construction and to award the contract to Granite Construction in the amount of $1,296,296 for the construction of Taxiway D West, contingent on FAA approval.
How come I have a different number? How come I have 1.5?
The construction management fees are the difference, are they?
This number's bigger than I have a number.
No, this is correct. I'm sorry.
The construction management fees are the difference between those two numbers?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and okay. All we're talking about is the construction contract.
That being said, no public comment. Back to the board, then we would be in need of a motion.
I'll go ahead and make a motion. I move that we do not accept the contract, the bid, as presented by Contry Construction, and move to award the construction contract to Granite Construction in the amount of $1,296,296 for the construction of Taxiway Delta West, contingent on FAA approval.
Yeah, motion has been made on the table. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? I just have one item. We do have a letter from Contry Construction, dated May 6th. Reference contract award Taxiway Delta West. I'd like to have that entered into the record if we could.
Okay, yeah, and our recommendation took that letter into account.
Okay. Motion is on the table. Second has been made. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed, if there be any? Seeing none, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Teresa.
Wait,
we've got a second item.
Oh, yeah, we got
you have a second motion to make.
And then so the second item is to authorize the chairman of the Carson City Airport Authority to sign and submit a grant application to the FAA in the amount of $1,544,981. And what that includes, wait a second, that's not right. I'm sorry. Let me give you a different number. What we want to do is authorize him to submit a grant application to the FAA to cover the cost of construction, administration, engineering services, and the cost to relocate a hangar, the corner of a hangar. Let me get that number.
Oh, okay.
They have those written out. So we would submit a grant application to the FAA in the amount of $1,581,081. So but I know this is pretty obvious, but I think it's important to go ahead and have a motion made on this.
Okay. Just a point of order. Do we need to open that portion of it up for public discussion? It would seem that we would.
No, it's all one item.
It's all one item. Okay. Then we would be in need of a motion with regard to the second portion of our agenda item to allow the chairman to sign and submit the grant application to the FAA.
I'll go ahead and attempt to make the motion to a lot in there. I move that we authorize the chairman of the Carson City Airport Authority to sign and submit a grant application to the Federal Aviation Administration in the amount of $1,581,081, and that is to cover the construction of Taxiway D, Delta West, and all of the other engineering requirements for that.
Okay, a motion has been made and is on the table. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
A motion has been made and seconded by Member DeLoretta Long. Or actually, Member DeLoretta Long has seconded the motion. Any further discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, if there be any? Seeing none, the motion carries unanimously, both components. Okay, now, thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, move to adjourn.
Motions are made to adjourn. Do we have a second?
I second.
Motion made second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed? We're adjourned.
Okay. I tabbed every page that you have to sign.
Okay. Have a good time.
See you later.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ray. Oh, yeah.